news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The news alert I received from the Miami Herald Monday night with the headline, Rapid Rise in COVID Patients Leads Florida Hospitals to Limit Visitors, Prepare for the Worst, says it all. The Delta variant surge is here. New cases are on the rise in all 50 states. The average of new daily cases this week is up 66% from last week and 145% from 2 weeks ago. One out of every five of those newly reported cases originates in Florida, where the governor who wants to be president is declaring victory over the virus. Oh, and the Dow also fell about 725 points Monday in the biggest drop of the year as Delta variant fears spread to investors. The American Academy of Pediatrics even recommended that all children over age 2 should wear masks in school this fall, regardless of vaccination status. The UK is in a similar situation, but they inexplicably lifted all COVID-related restrictions effective Monday. On the same day, the U.S. State Department raised its travel advisory level for the UK to level 4. Do not travel due to COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Canadian government said Monday it would allow fully vaccinated American citizens and permanent residents into the country beginning August 9th. Canada has banned non-essential visits since March of 2020 in a bid to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Its new policy for Americans permits entry to those who have completed their vaccination at least 14 days before arrival. Confused? Yeah, me too. But here it gets even more confusing. From the Do As I Say, Not As I Do file, the hypocrites at Fox, Not News, have quietly implemented its own vaccine passport. CNN Business obtained a memo from the company's HR department in June that said that Fox had developed a secure, voluntary way for employees to self-attest their vaccination status. The system allows for employees to self-report to Fox the date their shots were administered and which vaccines were used. Employees who report their status are allowed to bypass the otherwise required daily health screening. Lovely. President Biden backtracked his criticism of Facebook. Remember, he said this?
What's your message to platforms like Facebook?
They're killing people.
Well, now he's blaming the bad actors, not the social network itself, for killing people by spreading, quote, outrageous misinformation about the coronavirus and COVID-19 vaccines. Facebook got defensive after Biden accused them of killing people by allowing the spreading of misinformation. Now on to the infrastructure battle. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Monday set a cloture vote to open debate on Wednesday on the so-called Bipartisan Infrastructure Framework, or BIF. It'll require 60 votes, 10 Republicans plus all 50 Democrats. But the bipartisan group negotiating the deal hasn't yet finished hammering out the details, so they're pushing back. In response, Schumer extended his deadline, now giving the group until Thursday to get the deal done. If they're unable to come to a consensus after that, Schumer says he'll take the BIF and add it to the larger underlying bill that'll go through reconciliation. Well, here's some good news. About 2,500 Afghans who have applied for special immigrant visas will be temporarily housed at Fort Lee in Virginia. About 18,000 Afghans are eligible for special immigrant visas after working as interpreters, translators, and contractors for the U.S. military during the war in Afghanistan. Since the U.S. announced it would withdraw all troops from the country later this summer, several Afghans who've been waiting for their visa applications to go through have shared their concerns that the Taliban would come after them and their families as retribution for their work with the U.S. The Biden administration has promised to get the visa applicants out of Afghanistan at the end of this month. Well, Kevin McCarthy has finally named his choices to sit on the select committee to investigate January 6th. Who'd he pick? Well, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Jim Banks of Indiana, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Neals of Texas. Yes, Kevin McCarthy chose five fellow white men to serve on the select committee that'll investigate the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. All five of them voted against impeaching Trump for inciting the attack, and three, Jim Banks, Jim Jordan, and Troy Neals, voted against certifying the 2020 Electoral College votes from Arizona and Pennsylvania. Lovely. Instead of pooling their resources to, say, end world hunger, the planet's wealthiest human being, Jeff Bezos, Tuesday morning proved his rocket is bigger than the other billionaires, including Richard Branson, who spent billions just last week on showing off the size of his booster. By the way, it should be noted that on this date in 1969, astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first men to walk on the moon after reaching the surface in the Apollo 11 lunar module. This thing today was nothing like that. Also, on June 20th, 1990, Justice William Brennan, one of the court's most liberal voices, announced he was stepping down. Might be a good day for Justice Breyer to follow suit. And on June 20th, 2015, the U.S. and Cuba restored full diplomatic relations after more than five decades of chilly relations rooted in the Cold War. The U.N. Security Council unanimously endorsed a landmark deal to rein in Iran's nuclear program. And, well, here we are. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.